Hey there, success buddy. Welcome to the Leaving Nowhere podcast with me, Candace Willie. I created this podcast for you. I've spent my entire life learning lessons the hard way. Through those experiences, I realized that all roads really do lead to success. Sometimes we just need better directions on how to get there. Join my guests and I in learning how leaving nowhere can help you get to exactly where you want to be. We'll share stories of success and the various methods we've used to help us get there. Let Leaving Nowhere be a compass in helping you achieve your greatest desires. So your journey to success starts here. Thank you for joining me on our month-long journey around the guiding principle self-worth. We've explored several topics that impact our self-esteem, confidence, and perceived self-value. I am grateful for our amazing guests that have helped us to enrich your exploration of this topic as well. I am especially grateful to share my love for Green Tea Hawaii with all of my listeners. If you missed the last episode, Tea Time in Hawaii with President and Owner Chris Balling, which was also episode number 14, you didn't get to hear the great benefits of this fantastic product. Drinking Green Tea Hawaii 2 times a day will boost your metabolism and suppress your appetite, not to mention it tastes great. To try this product, go to greenteahawaii.com or call 866-960-1548. Don't forget to use your special Leaving Nowhere discount code, which is KL15, to save $15 off your first 60-count box. KL stands for Candace Listeners 15. Hey, wait. Yes, hey, wait is the title of today's episode. As I shared, we're going to do a deep dive on the topics that impact our self-worth. Personal image has a tremendous impact on how we feel about ourselves. Image concerns start as early as preteen years and can plague us throughout our adult lives. I say this as I've struggled to maintain a healthy weight since I gave birth to my first child. Weight, physical appearance, and energy levels impact the way we feel and act. It also impacts the way we interact with our friends, family, and coworkers. Are you letting your ideal image hold you back from activities or pursuing the things that bring you joy? Do you find yourself waiting or procrastinating until you've lost that 5, 10, or more pounds you want to lose? This is a tough topic for many, including me. Self-esteem and image concerns impact both men and women. I had a friend once tell me it's just as tough trying to be Ken as it is trying to be Barbie. He also said that he doesn't understand why the number on a scale is more important than the person. His comment about the numbers on the scale really made me think. It also reminded me of the first time that my husband went to a doctor's appointment with me. He was caught completely off guard when I went from gizmo to stripe when he happened to glance at the scale. If you remember the 80s movie Gremlins, it wasn't pretty. The funniest thing about this story is he said he was reading the poster above the scale and didn't even see how much I weighed. Nonetheless, this is a prime example of how our weight can impact how we feel about ourselves. It is important that we educate ourselves on being healthy, not just weighing less. Healthy is different for all body types. It is also important that we educate ourselves and our youth on physical and mental well-being. Statistics tell us that 30 million people in the U.S. will suffer from an eating disorder, with only 1 in 10 receiving treatment. Roughly 25 million men and 43 million women are dieting to lose weight, and another 21 million men and 26 million women are dieting to maintain weight. So in total, there are nearly 116 million adults dieting at any given time. A few additional statistics and facts to be mindful of. Anorexia is the third most common chronic illness amongst adolescents. And 86% of people with eating disorders report onset of the eating disorder before the age of 20. This is all great information to consider as you assess your own perception of your weight or body image. As always, it is important for me to share my own experiences with you, my listeners, in the hope that something I've experienced can help you. This is a very deep and conflicting issue for me. It stems from comments made by my ex-husband and from others that had influence on me at a very young age. My ex-husband contributed to my negative self-talk by telling me no one would want me with my stretch marks, and one of my so-called friends told me I was too pretty to be a big girl. Even saying it out loud today sends a full-fledged ache to my heart. Then there were also the inappropriate interactions with men as a young girl that made me shrink and feel shameful. These type of interactions led to years of negative self-talk, guilt, and shame around my body image. I let them take my power, my confidence, and more importantly, my self-worth. So I'd ask, are you working through hurtful things that have been said or other experiences that have led you to feel shame or have negative feelings towards yourself? I would remind you that we have the ability to separate ourselves from others' actions and words. We are empowered and can rebuild and reinforce our self-worth through practicing behaviors that support how we see ourselves. Here are a few best practices that I use to help me maintain a positive body image. First things first, shut down the negative voices in your head that tell you your body is not right. You can overpower those negative thoughts with positive ones. Check out my episode, Guiding Principles Self-Worth, to learn more about increasing your positive intelligence. Second, surround yourself with positive people. It is easier to feel good about yourself and your body when you are around others who are supportive and who recognize the importance of liking you just the way you are. Next, appreciate all that your body can do for you. Your body allows you to breathe, laugh, walk, dance, eat, and dream. It is the vessel that gets us where we want to go without judgment or compensation. Then I suggest keeping a list of the top 10 things that you like about yourself. Things that aren't related to your weight or what you look like, such as your sense of humor, your knowledge on a topic, or a specific skill, just to name a few. I also find it value-added to remind myself that true beauty comes from the inside. When you feel good about yourself and who you are, you carry yourself with a sense of confidence, self-acceptance, and openness. Beauty is a state of mind, not a state of your body. Another best practice I would add is to wear clothes that are comfortable and make you feel good about your body. Work with your body, not against it. Okay, I would suggest writing this important tip down if you have a piece of paper and pen nearby. Use the time and energy that you might have spent worrying about food, counting calories, or your weight to do something for yourself or others. Treat yourself by doing something that you love. For me, that's take a hot bath or go to yoga. It is also beneficial to reach out to other people. Doing for others is a great way to reinforce your self-worth. Lastly, find some resources that help you to find acceptance, decrease your self-judgment, and find happiness with your image. Speaking of resources, a few great reading recommendations on the topic of body image. One of my favorites, and I'm sure you'll quickly understand why, is titled Big Girl, How I Gave Up Dieting and Got a Life by Kelsey Miller. I would recommend the audio version as it is read by Miller herself. Hearing it in her own voice is truly astounding and empowering. She is hilarious and shares some mad knowledge that is so relatable. The second book is Body Outlaws, Rewriting the Rules of Beauty and Body Image by Rebecca Walker. Body Outlaws is a breathtaking approach to body image, race, ethnicity, gender, and sexuality. It also highlights how different our world would be if we consistently defied the norms of beauty that are laid out for us. And the third and final book, A New Model by Ashley Graham. This lady is a game changer in the world of modeling. Graham shares in her book what confidence, beauty, and power really look like. In her own words, she writes about her willingness to explore her deepest vulnerability with others. The book, A New Model, emphasizes beauty as part of who we are, not how we look. Very compelling, coming from the first ever plus-size model to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated in 2016. More than ever, we're seeing a variety of size, age, race, and gender represented in all media. However, there are still the picture-perfect exceptions. That takes us to the topic of comparison. Theodore Roosevelt said, "Comparison is the thief of joy." Yes, it's true. When we compare ourselves with what others have, or basically how they are, we're making ourselves feel downright insufficient and emptied, with low self-confidence to match. A modern-day trap for comparison is social media. Here, comparison is a thief of joy because comparing yourself with others without a complete story becomes an illusion and lacks realistic measure. So don't hold yourself up to some ambiguous outside standards of success or happiness. I'm guilty of this behavior as well. I'm the person that sits down in my hair designer's chair and pulls out my phone to show her a recent picture that I found on Pinterest. I can hear her now. Oh, I love that look too. She has such beautiful thick hair. Okay, so if I put a few layers here and a few highlights around your face, it will give you a fuller look. Which is her nice way of saying, I'll get you as close as I can, however you have a lot less hair. It's okay, I know it. I'd be lying if I said there were not days that I didn't feel disappointed that my long, fewer flowing locks are what God blessed me with. So, how do we overcome this issue? How do we stop letting comparison steal our joy? I have two suggestions that come to mind. First, practice gratitude. Build gratitude into your daily routine or make a point to discuss the things that you're grateful for with your friends, family, or coworkers. The positive affirmations will help you to find value in what is already yours. Next, give yourself grace. In other words, self-empathy. Take a breath and exchange comparison for empathy. Chances are you're doing some pretty amazing things with and for yourself. Give yourself credit. Comparison can also be dangerous. This is why learning your own body and what healthy means for you is critical to your happiness and success. An additional topic to be wary of when it comes to body image and comparison is aging. Remember that aging is a gift. Each day is a blessing. There are many that have not been given the opportunity to grow old. Embrace the beauty of where you are in life. Your body, mind, and soul are beautiful. Celebrate the differences that make you, you. And the next time that the negative voices start in your head, say, hey, wait, I love me and my body just the way I am. So until next time, success buddies, subscribe and review this podcast on Apple or the podcast platform of your choice. Stay connected by signing up for my monthly newsletter at CandiceWoolley.com or follow me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Thank you for joining today's episode of Leaving Nowhere. Here's to you and you accelerating your life and career.